Luke chapter 2, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. That's where we'll stop reading right there. And so our little thought or text, if you will, is Mary, did you know? Now, we read about where Gabriel came and spoke to a little virgin that was espoused to a man named Joseph. And he told her that she was highly favored, that she was blessed among women. And Mary, just a little, in my mind, just a young girl, a teenage girl maybe, she wondered what kind of salutation, what kind of greeting this was that an angel would speak to somebody like her. Why would he come to somebody like me? But see, this is the reason, Mary, did you know? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I've seen advertised, somebody's figured out a way to make money off of it. The t-shirt says, I am one of those whosoever's. It don't matter who you are. God sent his son for you. Amen. Mary, did you know?
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
I know, Mary. You already know there's some folks talking about you, judging you. Yeah, she said she was a virgin. She's supposed to be engaged to Joseph, but there she is. She's carrying another man's child. You know that little old girl's not telling the truth. But the Holy Ghost moved upon her. And the power of the highest overshadowed her. And that thing that was conceived in her was called the Son of God.
Amen.
Mary, did you know?
Bless you, Lord.
You can't tell me it didn't hurt when people spread rumors on her. When people talked about her. And Joseph knew it too, didn't he? He was minded to send her off privately. And if you read real close,
She went with haste to the hill country down to Elizabeth and Zacharias' house. He didn't want her to be embarrassed. He didn't want people talking about her. But God had a purpose. God had a reason. There needed to be a remedy for sin. And so we read the scripture I read to you just now, where Joseph took Mary and he went down to Bethlehem, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger. What a way to come into the world. To use the cloths that they used to clean the cattle with to wrap your firstborn son in. He didn't have anything freely to put on. He didn't have a royal robe that they could wrap about him. The choir, Herod's choir, didn't sing his praises, but the angels did. They appeared to some shepherds out in the pasture field and said, "Fear not, for behold," I'm glad I get to preach this. "For behold," they weren't just talking to the shepherds, they were speaking to you. "For behold, I bring you good tidings." How long has it been since you've had some good news? You may have had your heart broken. You may have suffered pain and loss. Well, let me give you some good news. Behold, I bring you good news of great joy. What's the best part of life, Christians? The fact that we have a Savior. "For behold, I bring you good news." Remember the little song we sang? "Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. You see, it don't matter whether you're from Africa, from Japan, from the United States, from England, from North Korea, from Cuba, from the heart of Russia, I've got good news for you. Amen. For unto you," did you hear that part? "For unto you is born this day." It might have looked bad. It might have looked dark. They might have not been in prophecy for 400 years. And people said that stuff has gone by the wayside. Breaking news! We've got a Savior! "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." He didn't have great wealth according to the eyes of this world. He was born in a manger, in a barn, in Bethlehem. Most folks would snarl their nose. Most women would say, "That's not suitable for my child, and will not be doing that." But Mary and Joseph found themselves lying in a manger, in a barn in Bethlehem, and the newborn baby Jesus wrapped in the cloths that they used to clean the cows with. I'm here to tell you today, it's a nice story, preacher. It's reality. And there's a Savior born today for all humanity if they will have Him. Mary, did you know and you pray. I just want to preach what the Lord gives me and nothing else. You see, we've got some first-time visitors here this morning. And I'm glad you came to be with us. We're honored that you come be with us in service. And I know Marcus, his name, got to meet him, got acquainted with him. Introduced myself to these folks just a minute ago. But you see, it really don't matter if I don't remember your name or you don't remember my name. We've all got a Savior.
Amen.
He loves all of us. Isn't it wonderful? Oh, Mary, did you know? Didn't start out looking too bright, did it? Laying on the hay in a barn, in a manger. Ladies, would you have been comfortable there? Would you have been, would that have been a place you'd have wanted to have your child? But a king came out of a barn.
Amen.
Here come the shepherds and the wise men, and if the Lord will let me, I'll get into that tonight. And there sat Mary wondering about all of it. She kept all those things and pondered them in her heart. Mary, did you know? Let's move on down. Everybody loves a baby, don't they? Everybody wants to hold the baby, wants to kiss the baby, wants to play with the baby. And so they took him down to the temple on the eighth day to be circumcised as a matter of the Jews was. And there was Anna, I believe it was, the prophetess. I could see her. She'd been a widow. She'd been many years in the temple. And I could see the tears of joy rolling down her face that she got to see the baby. And we see Simeon, I believe it is, was there. And he said, "Let thy servant now depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation." Amen. I know when we have a child, everybody wants to see it. Everybody wants to touch it. Everybody wants to hold it. But they never said my child was a Savior. But when Mary brought the baby Jesus in, Simeon said, "Let thy servant now, now I can go to be with the Lord. I've seen him. I've witnessed him. I've looked on him. My salvation."
Amen.
Mary, did you know? Let's go to the next chapter or two. And they take him down for the feast, as they did every year. And they'd go through all the ceremonies and things like that. And they start back down the road on their way home. And where is Jesus? They can't find him. And let's get this. I see the wise men. I see the shepherds. And Mary's holding that baby. And no doubt the thought runs through her mind, he's just perfect. And one of the hardest myths to break for new parents, and I've seen this come by. When I first started, I taught kindergarten. One of the hardest things for parents to understand is that their child might not be perfect in every way. Maybe it's a health issue or some kind of mental block or something of that nature. And it's hard for them to accept that their child is just not perfect in every way. Mary, did you know yours actually was?
Yeah. Amen.
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 Did you know, Mary, he had never no sin?
That's right.
Did you know, Mary, he'd be tempted in every way just as we are? Even whenever it came time to go to the cross, his flesh said no. Did you know that? Why, he was the Son of God, yes, but he was human. His flesh said no. He said, we find where he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." Mary, did you know your son was all listen, I'd like for my boys, whenever they were small, I wanted them to be successful in life. I wanted them to be able to provide and to have a happy and blessed life. But I'd have never dreamed of having one, and I don't. I'll just relay this to you frankly. I don't have one that's pleased God in every way, and I dare say yours don't either. But Mary, did you know your child will always please God? That ought to be every parent's dream. Oh, it's not about money. It's not about fame. It's not about having success in this life. It's all about pleasing God. I believe she had a little bit of inkling, just a hint. We read about a wedding, and at the wedding they had run out of wine. And Mary told Jesus, said, "You go down there. You go." And he went, and he commanded that they take the bottles and they fill them full of water. But when they went to pour from those very same bottles, instead of water, there came out wine. And the guests that were at the wedding said, "Why did you save this to last?" Said, "This is the best we've ever tasted." Oh, listen, if the Savior has something to do with it, it's always going to be the best.
Amen.
Mary, did you know? Did you know, Mary, that he would give hope to the hopeless? Did you know, Mary, that when the blind man was sat down there and cried out, and the religious, how about this? The religious crowd said, "Shh." The religious crowd said, "He don't have time for somebody like you." The religious crowd, "Oh, he's got more important things to do. He has high and mighty folks that he needs to visit and things like that. You just keep your peace and you just be quiet." But the blind man cried out the more. And you know what Jesus did? Mary, did you know that Jesus would take the time to bring sight to the blind man? Ask Bartimaeus. Ask the man that was down there. He took the spittle and took the dust off the ground. He put on the blind man's eyes. He said, "Go and wash in the pool of Siloam." And he came back seeing. And the Pharisees, Mary, did you know not everybody would like your child?
Come on now.
Did you know that? Oh, we want our children to be liked, don't we? But we're supposed to teach our children to be like Jesus, aren't we? Was he liked? Mary, did you know your child will be despised and rejected? Oh, we don't want to see ours done that way, do we? Oh, Mary, did you know your child will be despised and rejected? The Pharisees didn't like it because Jesus had healed the blind man, and they said he must be a sinner, and they questioned the young man, and he was above the age of 40, if I'm not mistaken, and he said, "One thing I know, whether a sinner he be or not, I don't know, but one thing I know, I once was blind, but now I see." Oh, Mary, did you know he had healed the blind man? Did you know, Mary, that he'd make the lame to walk? Did you hear about old so-and-so that had the palsy and couldn't walk, couldn't help himself? Mary, did you know your son was going to heal that man? They lowered him down at his feet and he said, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." Mary, did you know that he would raise the dead? When Lazarus was cold and dead in the tomb 4 days, Jesus wept when he saw Mary and Martha crying, and he said, "Roll the stone away." He called Lazarus his name, and Lazarus came forth from the dead. Mary, did you know your child's going to raise the dead? You want to know the problem with the world today? They don't know what Mary found out. They don't know what Jesus can do.
Amen.
They've limited him to a mortal like me and you. He is the Son of God.
Amen.
Mary, did you know he's going to suffer? Some of you had to face things like this. I said, we all think our children, we all want them to be liked. Mary, did you know somebody would betray your child? We don't like our children to be mistreated, do we? We'd do about anything to keep them from it. And here's what God did. You tell me his heart was broken.
That's right. Yeah. Come
on. You tell me when his child was crying while he was being betrayed and mocked and beaten. You tell me while he was hanging on the cross and saying, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. You tell me when the sun was darkened from the sixth hour to the ninth hour and God turned his back. Oh, we hear him crying. You tell me if God's heart was broken when he heard his son say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Oh, it had to be. Oh, thank God that he loved us enough. Mary, did you know your child was going to have to endure that kind of pain? He's going to be mocked. He was going to be beaten. They were going to tear the flesh from his body. They were going to torture him with a crown especially made for him so that the thorns would go down upon his head and the blood would trickle down his forehead and drop off his chin. Did you know, Mary, that he would be in such a shame? Just the sight of him would break your heart, Mary. Did you know that? Did you know that from the cross, Mary, that he looked down at you and looked down at his friend John and say, behold thy son, and son, behold thy mother. And she went and lived with John from that very hour. Did you know, Mary, that they would crucify your son on a cross on Calvary's hill, that his blood would drop off and maybe hit you right on the forehead, right on the hand. Mary, did you know? Oh, what a sight. Did you know he's going to die, Mary? Did you know that he'd say it is finished and bow his head and give up the ghost? Did you know you'd watch your own son die, Mary? Did you know that? Now, I don't know, and I hope I never find out, but I have heard folks talk that have lost children, how it's the most intense pain that they've ever felt in their life. And she stood and watched her firstborn son die. Mary, did you know you'd ever have to face something like that? But that's not the end of the story. She got up, Mary Magdalene got up. It'd been 3 days. And they wanted to honor him. They wanted to wrap his body, but there was a big stone where they placed him over the tomb, and they wondered how they'd get the stone rolled away. I know, Mary, you want to give him a belated honor. He was yours and you loved him, I'm sure. But when they made it down there to the place where the tomb was, they didn't have to worry about the stone. It had been rolled away. Mary, did you know? Did you know, Mary, that an angel sat up on top of the stone and said, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? He's not here, for he is risen. Come see the place where the Lord was laid." Did you know, Mary? But you know, one of the first people to see Jesus after he was risen was Mama. Did you know you're the reason Jesus came? Did you know you're the reason that Mary had to have a broken heart? Did you know you're the reason that God had to turn his back on his only begotten Son?
Amen.
Did you know that you're the reason that he stretched out and laid down on the cross and he let the Roman soldiers take the nail and drive the nails in his hands and in his feet? Did you know you're the reason? Did you know he was King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and yet he suffered and died on the cross of Calvary? We like the birth. We like to hear about the baby Jesus. But if that'd been all there was, we'd still be lost and on our way to hell. Oh, it took him going to the cross of Calvary. It took him being laid in a borrowed tomb. It took him raising on the third and appointed morning to be the Savior. Did you know you have somebody that loved you enough to die for you?
Amen.
There's all kinds of things that goes on at the Strange household. One of the things we do is we watch these crime shows. I know we shouldn't even watch that stuff. But I love that woman. And if somebody were to break in our home, I'd do my best to defend my home and to defend my wife.
Yeah.
But I might get knocked over the head and whatever, be unconscious, be tied up, and couldn't do what I wanted to do. I might not be able to give my life for her. But Jesus gave his life for me.
Amen.
Mary, did you know he was going to give his life for sinners, for ungodly men and women? The scripture says this. It says, "For a good man, some would even dare to die. But while we were yet sinners," can you agree that a drunkard would be a sinner? Can you agree that a harlot would be a sinner? Can you agree that maybe a drug addict might be a sinner? Can you agree that they're just mean, violent, evil men that are sinners? And can you agree that there are good people that are sinners? But while we, that was me, and that was you, we, us folks in Dutch bottoms, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Mary, did you know your baby would be my Savior? Just not mine. He can be yours too.
Amen.
Well, how do I get to know Mary's baby? How do I get to know Jesus? He's nigh to them that are of a broken heart.
Amen.
And we'll save such as be of a contrite. And Sharon, what does that mean? just ground to powder, broken beyond repair, cannot be put back together again. Is that you? Is that you just wounded to the core? Just ground down to the point of your life will never be put back together again. Is that you? I've got good news for you. Jesus is nigh. He can hear your cry. He can hear your call. I'm glad today is the day of salvation. Behold, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Mary knows. She found a Savior. She had a little baby, and it became her Savior. It delivered her. Oh, Mary, you know, he became my Savior. How about you? Will you have him as your Savior today?
I believe you'll allow me two more minutes. Won't you?
Amen.
You see, here's the thing. If I could call every one of you by name, right here sits what I would call a good man. Right here sits what I would call a good man. There's another one. There's several in our presence this morning. But none of them are good enough. You see, they all needed a Savior. And you need one too. We think about the baby Jesus. You know what the baby Jesus told Nicodemus, an avid churchgoer, a man that was a church member, a man that had an office in the church? Jesus told that man, you must be born again. That spiritual man has to be born on the inside of you for you to go to heaven when this life is over. There's enough room in heaven for everybody, but I'm afraid there'll be a lot of space to roam around in because only a few people get to go. It's those that know Jesus. We got married in 1990, I believe it was. And we had our first child in 93. And we lived in a little two-bedroom house across from the graveyard in White Pine for about 6 years until we were expecting another child. And I knew that house just didn't have room for us. So we went shopping. And I found another house that was 3-bedroom with a full built-in basement downstairs because our house, I felt, needed more room to house the children that we were going to have. You know who I bought that house for? All of the children whose birth certificate said, Father, Michael Strange, Mother, Tammy Strange. I like your kids. They're good kids. But I didn't buy that house for them. I like your kids. I like your kids. But I didn't buy that house for them. I only bought it for the children that my wife and I would bring into this world. Now, I'm not saying that against children in foster care or anything like that. I'm saying that to say this. He went away to prepare a place for one family.
Yeah.
His family.
Amen.
And you got to be a part of God's family.
That's right.
To go to heaven.
Amen.
You have, well, preacher, I believe there is a God. The devils believe and tremble.
That's right.
You got to go farther than just God.
That's right.
You have to believe that Mary's baby is your Savior.
Amen.
You have to ask him. Now, let me get real simple. The children used to sing a song. I remember Rankin, little bitty boys and girls would sing this song. Into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
this word Mary ponder those things in her heart. You got to give him your heart. You got to give him your life. And I'm going to say this. It's not hard to be saved. The hardest part is taking the first step.
Amen.
You take the first step, and every one you take after that just gets easier and easier and easier until you can find yourself ready to the altar.
Amen.
You don't have to know anything about the Bible. You don't have to know the Ten Commandments or the 18 Articles of Faith or anything about Baptist or Church of God or Presbyterian. You just have to know that you're lost and you need a Savior. And congratulations, unto us is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. They might have wrapped him in swaddling cloths, but he's coming back one day. King of kings and Lord of lords. And every eye shall behold him, and you will too. And you'll either know him or you won't. Mary, did you know? How about you? Do you know? Do you know where you go when you die? Do you know whether or not you have a Savior? You can't go to church enough to get a Savior. You can't join enough churches to get a Savior. You can't be dunked under the water enough or sprinkled enough to get a Savior. But if you ask him, this is what the King James Version Bible says. Ask and ye shall receive. He waits to be invited. If I come to your house, I've been to Marty and Juanita's house. I've been to John and Peggy's house. I've been to several of y'all. I've been to Miss Georgie's house. I've been over at John Dyke's, I believe. But I never knocked the door down and come in. I knocked. Jesus is knocking. And he's waiting on you to open the door. Behold, I stand at the door knock. If anybody hear my voice, harden not your heart. Open. If you open, he'll come in and sup with you and you with him. And I've got some more good news for you. Once you let him in, he'll never leave you.
Amen.
He'll never forsake Amen. You. He's with you always, even to the end of the world. Come on, Grady. I want Grady to play another verse of that song. If you're here and you'd like to know Mary's baby, you can come pray while Grady plays. If you're here and you'd like to go to heaven, all it takes is coming, pouring your heart out to the Lord, and he'll save you if you ask. And this is a good place to bow right down here and call on him. We've got several people here at Dutch Bottoms that got saved right here. There's a fella right back there working the PA that I believe got saved somewhere around in here. If I'm not mistaken, this is a good place. We've got a little girl sitting over there that kneeled right along in here. And she said, Jesus saved me, and he saved her soul. We've got another one that's sitting right back there that kneeled right along in here. And she said, Jesus saved me, and he saved her soul. But it doesn't matter whether you kneel there or there or there or over there. All that matters is that you fall before him with a broken heart and say, Jesus, I need you. He wants to save you. Don't you want Mary's little baby? It's this, and I know men get hardened in their heart and they'll turn away from him and they'll reject him. Would you push a baby away? Would you reject the baby that Mary brought into this world to bring salvation to you? It's now, folks. Behold, now is accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. If you hear his voice, preacher, I've not heard him speak in my ears. He don't work that way. He speaks to your heart. And if that heart's about to beat out of you and you're afraid on the inside and you don't want to die and go to hell, come today and accept Mary's baby as your Savior. Won't you come? Won't you ask Jesus? Friend, he'll save you today if you'll ask him. Church, we've worked all week. I know you're tired, but the Lord's helped me to preach this morning. So I'm asking you for the next